I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Welcome back to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. It is episode 20 on the 6th of September 2005, and it is a Tuesday. And I am joined here with the one and only. The one and only.
Planet Lane.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave. Hello.
How's it going, mate?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
Cool. Hey, is that Scoby I can hear?
It is, yes.
Cool.
Hello.
And the key word there, you can hear.
I can just hear him.
Okay, that's good.
Which is about the best I can hope for, because three-way Skype conversations have never worked for me.
Well, actually, it's actually Google Talk over Skype.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck. I haven't tried that out yet. I missed it. I actually found out about it because of you fellas, your show.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was listening into an episode one day in the States, and you're going on about this Google Talk thing. I thought, what? They're making that shit up.
Yeah.
Because I've been out of the loop a bit, so went out, found it. So,
cool.
It's about time they did that.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there anything they can't do?
It's funny, yeah, it works better than what Skype does, and it's only 900k.
Yeah. It's a small package. Only it's...
God.
Yeah. Only it's... oh, God, see? We've just started with Planet and everything's going to be sexually innuendos.
It's all gone to shit.
We're back to innuendo radio.
Yes. Oh, dear.
So, did you enjoy your trip?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Good, good.
It's good to go away and it's always horrible to come back.
Yeah.
As the old saying goes. But, yeah, I was an absolute stupid ass because I flew back in dinner time Sunday and I started back at work 9 a.m. Monday, or 8 a.m. actually.
Oh,
and that was a culture shock.
Oh, yes.
You know, 3 weeks doing whatever you want in New York, getting pissed, meeting strangers and having a laugh,
and
then you go back to the 9 to 5. Yeah.
That must have been horrible.
It still is horrible.
I know what it feels like. I had a 2-day break from my holiday and I was like, oh... No, I have to wake up at 7 when I could lie in. Yes, when I could sleep on a beach till 12 o'clock at night and just party all the time.
Fucking killer.
Yeah.
So, what are we doing tonight?
Huh, catching up on some gossip, I guess.
Yeah, because I've not got shit tonight.
Well, I mean, you've got that announcement that the website will be... upgraded, updated by tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow night.
Cool.
It was supposed to be done by Friday, but I kind of had a lazy weekend.
Yes.
Sorry.
I had a very, trying to recover from the Friday night weekend of excess alcohol and 2600 meeting.
2600.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a 2600.
So you went to the London one?
I did again, yes.
How was it?
Oh, much better, seeing as I kind of started to organise these things now.
Jolly good.
We transported ourselves to the pub we were at before. If you remember, there was a local pub just down the road from Leicester Square.
Vaguely,
yeah. With where we were sitting and then dancing, where I took the picture of you.
Oh, yeah.
Naked.
Yeah, the... Christ, what was it? Hogshead?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
And Napster, who was the guy with the skateboard...
Yeah.
He couldn't get in, obviously, because he's under 18. So,
he got in last time, all right.
Yeah, I know. So what happened was we ended up having a beer there. And then we headed back off to the College Arms. Now, as we were getting to the College Arms, two police cars arrived and raided the whole place due to certain activities that went on in the 2600 meeting. Now, if you check out the website, which is london2600.org, as far as I believe, you'll find out what actually happened and why, and some, you know, somebody was accused of terrorist activities and all that kind of crap.
I'm gonna check that out right now.
Yeah,
that's pretty insane.
Also, as soon as we got there, I pretty much whipped out my machine
cock.
Yes. And started doing my little thing. But the thing is, it's so good to get all the people there. There's so many new faces. Everybody was focused on the same thing. And
excellent.
We pretty much, you know, rocked the whole night. And there was beer flowing everywhere. People would buy me beer. And I was just like, I was drinking two drinks at the same time at one point. and talking about hacking continuously for, I don't know, I stopped when we kind of headed home, and then I realized how drunk I really was. I was so drunk, the only kind of navigational tool I had was the BT Tower. That's how drunk I was. I was just looking up at the sky, trying to get home. it was hilarious, but I managed to meet the organizer, or the person that runs the 2600 website. Also a few other old school hackers, loads of new guys there that wanted to speak their mind, and I gave them their chance with the, you know, recording equipment that I carry every time.
Fantastic.
And we'll be rebroadcasting that shortly. As for everything else, it was pretty good. As always, Hacker Voice and 2600 are the same thing, but in every meeting, everybody kind of segregates. They have their own groups and everything. So, but I managed to mingle, and I tried to get, you know, I tried to pimp it as much as I could, in a non-deliberate sense. You know, it was good. You know, so that's pretty much it. And I'm looking forward to the next one, because I think, you know, I'm just going to keep on going to these things. There's no reason why not to. It's fantastic.
Right.
If you want to learn something and you want to teach someone. Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can try and make it for the next London 2600.
Yeah. The only thing is, that would be fantastic, man. It would be great to see you. And also, I mean, if we could get the whole crew, like me, you, and Planet, it would be fantastic. Also, yeah. I don't think we'll be going back to the College Arms anytime soon due to some issues there and the police. And everything like that, so I want to keep away from all that crap as far as I can be.
Yeah, probably. We are safe and sorry.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be cool to do a live episode with the three of us actually there at the meeting.
That would be fucking great, yeah.
You know, just start the tape recorder and say, you know, off we go.
This is us in real life, face to face. Well, yes, okay. it was easier when I couldn't actually see you.
Oh, that reminds me, I like my picture on the website.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Your sexy tits are distracting, like.
You fucking bastards.
That was me.
I thought you'd like that.
The description cracked me up.
We did that right again. Let me see, hang on.
Yeah.
You said I was a weirdo cross-dresser. I didn't think you knew. It's incredible.
And there's also
is the co-host of Hagger's Voice Radio and one of the founding members of Hagger's Voice. Planet likes to bring his wonderful sense of humour to the show, whether it be in his painted piss break mid-show or the piss and fart jokes, which pointed out that
guilty.
Planet is also well educated, but there's a dog's not getting dropped. Unfortunately, since the buggers and mistakes at the moment, I can't ask him what he wants in his profile. Therefore, he's a top-notch guy, great hacking, and likes to wear women's clothing. I didn't know what you write.
I'll get you, Scoby!
If
damn,
you give an actual
meddling
pick,
kids.
I'll put it on for tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's good to have the crew back together, you know.
New one on.
Yeah, too right. The old posse.
The old posse.
This is probably the first time we've done a pop three-way
it's
episode.
True, yeah.
Where at least I can hear you.
Yeah.
Since the first one.
Well, you know, things have moved on. You know, I've matured. I've developed in my recording.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I don't believe it, but I'm glad to hear it.
Okay. Thanks. Bitch.
There was a lot of problems with the Ionic ones, like the sound feedback.
Oh man, yeah, last night there was a major echo, but there's fuck all I could do about it, so, You know, there's just a limit of how good you can get it before it all starts falling over, so it was acceptable quality loss, seeing as we had a three-way between two... we had two American guys, one which was I was calling on his cell phone, the other guy was Ionix, I don't know, on through his VoIP phone, so it was just, you know, I'm fucking glad the way it was going. So
yeah, you're lucky that worked at all, I think. Yes. A bit of an echo is nothing.
But I ran out of money at the end, so I've topped up my Skype out shit so I can still Skype out to America. But we've run out of space to archive.
I saw it. Yeah. Got to get on that because I've got the codes for talking to the hosting people.
Right.
So I need to upgrade that. But I saw you made a very cool move, which I totally approve of, which is putting the new episodes on archive.org.
I was forced to do that purely because...
Well, I think it's a fantastic site. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
But I thought, right, this is going to take time because, you know, they take time to verify, upload and all that crap. But then it's just a matter of administrating it, going through each episode that you've uploaded and then putting it onto the site. But that's probably what we might even do as a mirror. I don't know.
Yeah, see, I think do it anyway. Just... light sound front page, this is available for everyone. If you want to do whatever with it,
yeah,
do it. If you want to share it, if you want to give it away, fine. Hey buddy, no skin off my nose. So archive.org is the kind of site that really does believe in that, and it's all just information that's been put out there, and documentaries,
exactly,
and all kinds of stuff, some great stuff.
Sure.
It's good to be a part of it.
Yeah, but so. don't forget about the stream. You can always catch us live, and you can always stream back on the content that we've done, and also, you know, random shit that I might throw in, and, you know, also Ionix has come up with a an announcement circuit as well for us that we can call into, and anyone is free to call into as well to read up on any announcements that are coming up, and it's all told to you by a electronic mistress that we call Senorita 10.
Cool.
Yeah.
You gotta give me the details on that. I'm falling in love.
I will. Actually, I might as well do that now because so everyone can do it. We did it last night's show, so we'll do it again. Okay, the number to call is 001. This is if you're in the UK and you're calling out to America. 001-877-338-6225. Once you've called in, you will be prompted for a password. The password is 1337, and the user ID is the last few digits of our actual show number, which is 288-2554. And then be prepared for a few announcements and a shout out to all the crew and the fans.
We have fans?
Yeah.
Shit, I've been gone years.
I know.
I feel like Charlton Heston in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. No!
You maniacs! Damn, I want to go watch that now. That's a cool film.
Yeah, it's kind of scary to think what's from when you left to what it is now and to what it could be in a few more months' time.
Yeah, in such a short space of time. You know, I was just looking at the list of episodes that I've got to download so I can catch up with you guys, and it's a shitload.
Yeah.
Because I haven't got a good copy of anything since I went away.
Yeah.
Because, as I was saying earlier, I was on some very flaky networks over in the States, and it just kept shitting out on me.
Yeah.
So...
I have to say, there is an open source alternative to Skype. It's called OpenWengo. That's Open, W-E-N-G-O. It's an open source alternative to Skype, which includes features such as SIP calls, SMS and video conferencing, and automatic NAT configuration. It's still under heavy development, but looks very promising. Now, it's so much under development, it's actually a pre-alpha release, although the source code is available for download. So anyone who's interested in downloading the source code, having a play around with it, maybe creating their own version of it and then distributing it amongst us, maybe we could create our own... let's say customized Hacker Voice Radio open source conferencing program, if you want to call it that. The URL is dev.openwango.com if you want to check that out.
Good stuff.
I'm just now. And it's on Windows Linux for it as well.
But be careful, because that website's been slash dotted so much that it might die any second, so... When I was watching it was like fucking 500 errors, 404 errors.
Seems to be alright now.
Cool.
Downloads are pretty fast as well. I'm downloading it over 400k, so.
Excellent.
Downloading Linux.
Also, in very fucking cool gadget news, a prototype for a rollable paper-like display is ready early. A few months ago, Philips promised a rollable paper-like display in 2 years, but it only took them a few months to have a prototype ready. From the article, it reads that it is a world's first prototype in functional electronic document reader that can unroll its display to scale larger than the device itself. With four grey levels, the monochrome 5-inch QVGA 320 by 420 pixel display provides paper-like viewing with high contrast ratio. Once the user has finished reading, the display can be rolled back into its pocket size 100mm by 60mm by 20mm device. So it's basically the size of maybe a packet of cigarettes, and then you can unroll it out into its full length. I was actually on the website. The website is... there's a... direct link to it. I think it's called... I'm just trying to find it now. But there's some very fucking cool prototype devices that they've released for it. And it's just amazing. It's... I don't know. It looks really cool.
Yeah. I saw that Slashdotted in January. And I was like, that's going to be so cool when that's released.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the prototype has been released now, so...
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, it's www.polymervision.com, polymervision.com. So do check it out. They look fantastic. They look absolutely like I'm gonna fucking have this sort of thing. As far as you know, a release date, I'm not sure, but hopefully my gadget will be owned by this.
Just taking a look now, stuff. That is something very saucy indeed.
Yes. And you got it from here first. Well, I actually got it from Slashdot, but anyway. It's still news radio.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a lot of news before Slashdot the last week.
Oh, the amount of times that we beat Slashdot to news is ridiculous.
Yeah?
And other websites as well, yeah.
Wow.
The amount of times I've beat Sean Kennedy to news and then listened like two shows after and he's like, oh, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. And I'm like, oh, beat you to it.
They're stealing from our show.
Yes.
Come on, guys, it's not a competition.
No, I mean, it is in a way, but obviously it's all open to everyone, so, you know.
To beat a man like Sean is something pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the speed at which he talks, let alone at which he thinks, is incredible, so...
Yeah. He has a very good team behind him, whereas our team is basically whoever manages to find enough time to research the content.
And normally then it's done like 30 minutes before the show starts.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes during the show we're just flying by the seam of our pants and we're like, shit, news. Talking about news is shit today, so we don't exactly have much. news.
Well, main news is that Planet is back.
Oh, that's hello. Yeah, I've got a bit of news for you.
Go on then.
Sad news, sadly. The guy who played Mr. Bronson in Grange Hill died.
Oh, right.
He's a British actor. You may also know him because he was in The Empire Strikes Back. Played Admiral Ozzel in The Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
And George Lucas said he had the best on-screen death ever. And it's somewhere on the BBC site, and he was in a lot of Doctor Who episodes, and really lovely bloke, fantastic actor, in his 60s, and he died. And it's very sad, because personally I'm a big geek. You know, if someone's ever been in anything science fiction, then they die, I just go, and I do feel sad about it.
Yeah.
So, can't remember his name at the minute. I was looking at the tributes that poured into him for about an hour, and I've forgotten it now because I've clocked off work and I've had a beer. But rest in peace, Admiral Ozzel and Mr. Bronson.
Yeah. Top 8 reasons why HCI is in the Stone Age. Now, HCI is a computer, human-computer interface. That would be your mouse, keyboard, GUI, file systems, and all that kind of crap. There's a good blog about it. 8 reasons why it is in the Stone Age. I mean, come on, guys. Things are moving on so fast that you're going to have shit embedded into your skin pretty soon. Now, this blog,
as long as it's not,
just go and fucking slash dot and you'll see it. It's one of the stories anyway. It's too long to read out. It's a fucking long URL.
It'd be cool when we do get implants for our skin.
Yeah.
As long as Microsoft don't try fucking license shit to us. I'm not running into this in my fucking body. I'll be fucked.
You have mail.
Nah, Brexit won't you mean to the blue screen of death?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know, though. There are breakthroughs being made all the time in the interface world.
Yeah.
Because not too long ago, shortly before I went away, I heard the stunning news that Apple are introducing a two-buttoned mouse.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? Yeah? Can you
wow.
imagine it? You got two buttons. You know, one for your normal stuff, another for other stuff.
Yeah.
21 Crazy. Years later, after the first Macintosh was released, and they finally released a fucking mouse.
I mean, how long did it take them to code that other second mouse button in? I don't know. Function mouse
like
button
20
two.
20 years? Something like that.
Because it didn't want to seem like IBM. IBM PCs.
Yeah. But then again, it was mainly a keyboard operating system at the beginning, even though you had the mouse for clicking. But that's basically what it was for, it was just fucking clicking. You had your little, God knows what their little symbol was on the keyboard, and it was mainly a keyboard-driven operating system.
That little weird Apple symbol
yeah.
thing, that's weird thing. Never got used to that. Not a big Apple user myself.
No.
I do like them. They sucker me in.
They're beautiful, you know, beautiful machines, yeah.
You know, I got suckered in by the iPod, and I nearly got suckered in by the Mini Mac. The Mac Mini, rather.
Yeah.
Because it just looked so good.
Mm.
I wanted it sexually. But I looked at the price tag, and I thought, yeah, that's probably pretty good for a machine of those specs.
Yeah.
But, you know, think of all the beer and fags that would buy.
Exactly.
You've already got a machine, so.
Yeah, what's the point?
But OS X is really nice.
Yeah, but you can't really upgrade a machine like that once it's bought. It's not really a machine you open up and fuck about with like you can do with PCs.
Yeah.
No.
Don't know why that is.
Macs last a lot longer than what PCs do.
Yeah, that's true. They will.
Easily upgrade. When it comes to the operating system, you can run OS X on, you know, one of the, what the fuck do you call them, the iMacs from 1998.
Hmm.
It's only about a 400 megahertz processor with 64 megs of RAM. It will still run perfectly, like it would in a brand new machine.
Sure. So. But, yeah, and to upgrade, it's a case of sticking the CD in. That's it. You just sit there for like 15-20 minutes, and it's done. You've upgraded your whole entire operating system, and you haven't lost any of the settings or anything, and there you go. and you're away.
Unlike Windows.
Yeah, where you have to lose, you have to transfer, you have to do this and that. And also, it's a hacking machine. Apple Macs have been the preferred hacker's choice when it comes to hacking, I have to say. It's true.
Probably up until about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Because that's when all the big tools started coming out for Linux. Because all the tools you have for Linux just now used to be in Mac.
Yeah.
The only good thing I've seen with the Macs in the field is they last a long time without reformat. So you dump all your shit on there and you keep installing applications, and you know, I've run about four or five of them where I work, and they're all fine. They work as good today as they ever did the day we bought them. You know, whereas a PC, it will gradually slow down and slow down and slow down and slow down until it's fucked, and you need to give it a format, and then it's back up to, you know, the specifications that you bought.
Yeah.
Whereas with the Macs, they've been absolutely fine. So that is, they've got the good points.
Definitely.
That's true. And also, it's so simple to install an application in Macintosh. You just drag it to the application folder. It is installed. And if you don't want it anymore, you just drag it from the application folder into the recycle bin, where it's called trash. And it's uninstalled. It's that fucking simple. Ballymer vowed to kill Google. The guy... The guy that did the famous developers thing is vowed to kill Google.
I remember that.
Was that good?
That was good, yeah. Took me back. Dance, monkey boy!
Yes. Somebody's got to do a funny gif of that and use it as their avatar. Developers!
What's he trying to do? Kill Google?
Yeah, he said court documents publicly released last week in the insightful, nasty battle between Microsoft and Google over the hiring of Kai-Fu Lee, including a burst out by Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, where he vowed to kill Google. Kill Google! Kill Google! Garcia, a senior engineer who left Microsoft in November 2004, recounted his conversation with Ballmer in a statement in the court. Just tell me it's not Google, Ballmer said. Lukowski claimed that when he confirmed that he was leaving for Google, Ballmer reacted violently. At the point, Ballmer picked up a chair and threw it across the room, hitting a table in his office. Lukowski said the statement Ballmer was also a new choice words of Google CEO Eric Schmidt. I'm going to fucking bury that guy. I have done it before and I will do it again. I'm going to fucking kill Google, Ballmer apparently said. To his defense, while confirming that he did meet with Lukowski, Ballmer, and Lukowski's recollection of the meeting is flawed. Mark Lukowski's account for the conversation last November was a gross exaggeration of what actually took place. So he only said developers twice. Ballmer said Mark believed that disappointing and urged him strongly to change his mind, but his criticization of that meeting is not accurate. Microsoft is firing back as well. I thought it was that Microsoft is firing him. No, back as well, exposing the emails to Lee and Google executives expressing interest in joining the company, as well as transferring edited Microsoft documents to Google. Lee was one of the authors of white papers entitled Making It in China, Strategic Recommendations for Microsoft. So, flame wars. Sorry?
I said, Ballmer has always had a temper, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Developers. Fucking missed it there, everybody. He keeps doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it, and he's just, I love this company. Yeah.
I still think my impersonation was kind of good.
Do you know what, it's the weirdest thing? See if you download the video, he's the massive sweatpants.
He's fucking dying, man.
Hilarious.
He's a big fella.
Yeah. You don't want to fuck with him.
No.
God, I haven't seen that.
I suppose, you know, it'd probably be better with Bill still the CEO instead of Balmer.
Yes.
Because he is a fucking whack job.
Yeah.
Seriously. Ah, well, good to laugh at.
Definitely. That's what you need in Microsoft. Somebody to take the piss out of. Oh, wait, we got Bill Gates. Okay.
Everybody seen that video where Bill Gates gets slapped in the face with a pie?
Yes!
Oh, I love that fucking video. See, when I first downloaded it, replayed about five times.
I played it slowly, every single frame.
Like, I'd imagine the operating system you're working on, Skype, has that as its startup graphic.
What's that?
I'd imagine that's what you use as your startup on your new operating system. Bill Gates, pie in the face!
Bob Linux misses developers! Other than that, play the window sound, you'll piss them off. Din 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 din.
They'll forget the war on Google to start a war on us next.
Yes.
There's actually a poll on theregister.co.uk, and it's it makes fun of Balmer and Google and all that. It's fucking hilarious. So like you fill it in and it says, what's Balmer's favourite fruit? There's only one option, it says apple. I'm going to see if I can get it, because I like to read the questions, so they're quite funny. And then I've got, like, what's the closest quote to Balmer on the side of these, like, Star Wars ones and all that? Steve Balmer, the ultimate online poll.
I think he's so angry because he made such a fool out of himself doing that shit.
I know.
Poor
says here, the world without Balmer, how does it look? And then most of the people that voted selected like Google Earth. Balmer's favourite word is either Apple, Google, bundled rubber, or pussy. And it says, what, according to Balmer and Microsoft and Carter, is the correct definition of a Google? And it says, no results found for Google. Balmer's favourite movie is Kill Bill, What's New Pussycat, A Fistful of Doubles, but a few dollars more, or Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill.
There was a funny video that I was watching on Microsoft.com where they have their like keynote speeches and stuff. It's all up on their website. And there was a guy from America who was like a really funny talk show host. I don't know his name, but he's got a funny face. Anyway, he was interviewing Bill Gates, and Bill Gates
was it Conan O'Brien?
Yes.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, and he
that's
was
hilarious.
And he basically this is hosted on their website, okay? This is Microsoft, yeah. Bill Gates was explaining how his new fantastic home edition would work perfectly with your camera. And basically he was trying to transfer his camera through Wi-Fi onto his Windows Home Edition machine with his all this remote control shit, and it didn't work. It just didn't work. So they did it again, and then they said, "Okay, let's move on to something else." And then somebody whispered into Bill Gates' ear something. So then he did it again, and it still didn't work. And I was just thinking, who's gonna get fired for this shit?
Typical.
But it's typical. It's like, okay, we're going to do this now. This is our presentation. We're going to sell this product, okay? And it just doesn't work.
And I bet everybody says, oh, well, nothing's fucking changed. Let's buy it.
Yeah. I'll just sweat over 5 hours. Actually. Sorry?
I'm trying to find this video, actually.
Yeah. And also, there's another funny one where they were showing Windows 95, I think, and they got a blue screen of death.
Yeah, is that the one where they plugged the scanner in?
Yeah, they were showing the plug and play, beauty of Windows 95, and they said, you know, it's going to be so good. You're just going to plug in the device, and it's just going to recognize it, and everything's going to work perfectly. So they plugged in the scanner, and they had the actual monitor projected live on this huge fucking projector screen, and you just see this huge blue screen of death. Like, this application has performed an illegal operation. Please press Control Alt and Delete to reboot, or it will blah blah blah.
Just, and the guy at the end, it says, well, that's probably why it's not released yet.
Yeah. But even then, when it was released, did it work?
Yeah, I know. Windows 98 Millennium Edition... 98 and Millennium Edition were fucking worse for Blue Screen.
Oh, yeah. Millennium Edition was the fucking... It sucked ass.
The very first build, the very first release build of Millennium Edition didn't even install. They had to recall that. They had to recall like a good few thousand of them because they wouldn't even install. You know, they should fucking check that before they burn up the disk.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Do you remember the adverts they had in the UK when Windows 95 was released?
I know it was like, now everything... No, that was XP, now everything clicks. What was 98?
Back in 95.
Yeah.
Because this is the first release where they... introduced the start button, so they had to get all their 3.11 users used to this new button where all your icons would be instead of on your program manager.
Yeah.
So what they did was they did all these flashy adverts, and the song that accompanied it was the Rolling Stones' "Start Me Up."
Oh yeah! I remember.
You start me up, you start me up, I'll never stop. But the thing about that is, I don't think they played the song really as much as they should have.
Yeah.
Because later on, there's a lyric in that exact same song that says, "You make a grown man cry." And Windows 95 made me a grown man cry, indeed. That's the feature they should have been pushing.
Yeah.
If they were honest.
Ah, the arses. Or they could have played some of this. Do you remember this? Scobie's cringing.
Huh? Oh, Queen rocks, man.
Scobie's dying in the background.
That's not in one fight that you were completely pissed and you were singing along Bohemian Rhapsody and Elton John, your song.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And you're sitting there completely pissed, opening up a can, you're going, and you're singing, and you can tell everybody, show me, I'm singing, this is your song.
I was so pissed that time. It's
the episode that had two versions.
Once the show finished, we wonder why you're so quiet now, I've seen you pass out.
Oh, I could see people talking, but I was too fucking pissed to talk, so I just collapsed.
That was the good show.
Yes. Oh, God.
I think that was the quietest you'd ever been.
Yes. I know. I think that's going to have to be in one of the repeats of of like you Christmas singing, Christmas special or something like that.
You singing a Bohemian Rhapsody is going in the Christmas special version. We played a wee starting thing that says "I will not be pushed" and all that stuff, and then it's you and you're saying, "Is this just fantasy?" I'm only
me. I tell you what, seeming as I am back.
Yeah.
Which I am.
Let's break.
Yeah.
I'm going to reintroduce an old favourite feature.
Oh, yes.
The fans like to call Planeted Laves. I can't even say my own name right. Planet Laves patented piss break.
Planeted Laves. Yeah. Can I do
it? Oh, fuck it, hell.
Can I do it in my Uber effect?
Planet Laves patented piss break.
brought to you by Snacky S'mores. Right, be back in 2 seconds, fellas.
Okay. Planning to leave.
Planning to leave.
Oh, good stuff. Everybody's quiet, you know, I see.
Yeah, nobody's talking to us.
You're listening. Fucking Barbie. I know Hatman probably will be.
Yeah. Where are you? Oh.
Where's Rani tonight?
I don't know, man. Probably doing something.
You probably found a girl at the school or something.
Maybe.
Try to be popular.
Where's Hitman from? I don't wanna. Who is him? Is he from the US or is he from? I'm just gonna have to. Who is him then?
I don't know.
Oh, he's from the UK.
Yeah, Bulldog.
Hmm.
Who's that?
Hitman.
Codename 47. That's what it says.
Yeah, you haven't talked to Rani yet, have you? Well, you have in the past, in real life as well, haven't you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I tend to forget people's aliases, though. Is it someone I met at the meeting?
It was, yes.
Oh, right, that's
15-year-old.
Do you remember
Rani's
that?
Rani's nice.
Rani,
keep Rani's mind he downloads these shows. Yeah, normally Rani's like up 24 hours a day. And you're like, whenever you go in IRC, it doesn't matter what time it is, he's always there. And you're like, fuck. Because I thought I was bad with no sleep.
Yeah, he's been in there 24/7, and every time I say hi,
he's there.
It could be 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, and he's there going, hi, how's it going?
Wow.
But for some reason, he's not here. So either it's because of school, or he's collected.
Or he's died.
Yeah, or he's died. Or he's died, or he's collected enough evidence.
Yeah. There was a thing going about the last 2 weeks where I kept thinking he was a spy.
Yeah.
Because he keeps asking all these questions, right?
Yeah.
I know Rani's got a hit list, but it's pure funny, but he keeps asking all these questions. How'd you do this? How'd you do that? What do you do? How did you do this? How'd you do that? I was like, fuck, you think you're a cop or something? It's just a question. It's like, because hackers are really paranoid, it's all the personal questions. Like, fuck, should I say this? Because I might get convicted.
Mm. I just want to play something to everyone. I think I've played it before. It's that Sesame Street thing. Do you remember?
You're playing that when you're drunk?
Yeah.
Here, and welcome to Sensimilla Street. I'd like to tell you what today's letter is, but I am really f***ed up. Hey, Big Bird, do you know what today's letter is?
Sure, Kermit. Today's letter is... joint.
Big Bird, joint is not a letter. It is a word.
Sorry, kids. Today's letter is 3.
Big Bird, 3 is a number.
Exactly. The number 3, which is how many joints I've smoked today. Kermit, are you with me?
God, I'm stoned.
Me too. Guys, show go on! Come on!
Thank you, Elmo. How about we say our ABCs, Big Bird?
Okay.
A B C D E F R G Q K C R C.
Anyway. That's some fucked up fucking puppets.
That's us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's this show anyway tonight. Yeah. A whole lot of giggling and going, ooh, what? I don't know. She makes me think
of lightning and sky. Ooh, she wants to move.
What the hell is this crap?
I don't know. I just like to play some of this shit sometimes and get people to say, oh, no, put that on.
You're just an attention whore.
No, I'm not. How can you say that? I don't run a radio show. I don't wear my own radio show on my fucking chest with a hoodie. No, not at all. Yeah. So...
hang on, I'll send you this thing in a minute.
Cool.
Just try to download Messenger.
Yeah. Das keyboard!
Das keyboard! It is black and has no keys!
Fuck!
Do you remember?
Blast from the past right there.
Yeah, I was just listening to that before the show.
Oh, Christ. When was that? That's so long ago.
I know.
Blimey.
Oh man. What can I play next? Hopefully not that, because it fucking keeps on cutting out all the time.
Fucking hell, new version of Messenger's nearly 10 meg.
Yeah.
I can remember Jesus it only Christ. Used to be like a couple hundred K.
What the fuck is it running, man?
Fuck knows. Tons of bloatware. As a Microsoft product, after all.
Yeah, it's padded for extra comfort.
It's a piece of push, that's what it is.
What's this, some song that samples Tainted Love?
Yeah. Shit,
I'm certain you do have your MP3 collection sorted by the artist's sexuality.
Yes, I do.
We've had Queen, we've had a bit of... a reference to Elton John. Yeah. We've now got Mark Almond thrown into the mix. Is there anything you want to tell us?
What?
We're among friends. It's okay. We still love you.
What kind of love, baby?
Anal.
Oh, God. You didn't just touch your nipple there, did you? You did, you bastard.
You know we've tried it before.
Oh, God.
Penetration testing, anyone?
Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking hell.
That's Hitman there in IRC encouraging us.
Yes.
You know, to take this show all the way down the toilet.
How far can it go before it hits the U-boat? Before you have to use the brush to
push it. Oh, fuck. Perfect song end the show anyway.
Cool.
It's very gay. Fucking find it.
Just reading IRC.
Yeah.
Hitman.
It says this is doing wonders for bringing extra female listeners to the show.
We don't even have one, never made extra.
Well, we've already got one female listener.
Who?
Well, my girlfriend.
The woman you're shagging, yeah.
Yeah, and.
Well, I say the woman you're shagging, that's not really a really nice way of saying that you are engaged, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just some random woman that you're shagging, it's a girl, you know.
And also,
your fiance, even.
A few other girls that I know in the past, I'll also listen to this.
Thinking, thank God I dumped that weirdo.
Yeah. Well, Scobie, you're lucky that I don't have my nudges on, so that would go ding on the fucking radio track.
That's why I've done it.
Yeah, no, I block all that shit off because it's just it's the most annoying fucking crap ever in the world. When somebody sends you 6,000 nudges because you're asleep,
fucking
or something.
Hate them.
Yeah. Girls, I know. Yeah, I know girls, alright. You know, from far away with my.
I look at them all the time.
Telescope.
With my binoculars.
Yeah.
From Yahoo Chat.
Sometimes they let me talk to them. But I got a slap when I touched one.
Just cold feet, what the fuck?
I think the best about the best thing about this is that because it's delayed by about half a minute, is we get some really interesting shit going on because there's people talking about stuff that you've said half a minute ago, and then you just kind of loops around in a weird kind of clusterfuck of madness.
Isn't that copyrighted?
What's that?
A weird clusterfuck of madness.
Well, if it isn't, it is now.
I thought that was Microsoft's new tagline for Windows Vista.
Well, they fucking own everything else, so I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, fuckers.
I mean, they fuckers put out about 1,000 patents a month.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. I mean, what the fuck they're painting?
Well, they've patented human emotions, so, you know, yeah, it's a big step.
And, some games company patented Insanity.
Really?
That was just last week. It's on the register.
How could you do that?
Oh, it's an Insanity thing for a game engine. Slip. You see weird effects and all that shit.
Fuck.
It's stupid. I don't know why people bother painting stuff.
So, like, if you said
I'm... still fucking got to do it anyway.
If you said I'm insane, and you'd have to pay...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you gotta pay 25 cents every time you go nuts.
Yeah.
If you create a game and then your character goes completely fucking insane, you can be sued by that game company for copying their...
Jesus.
One of their game's trademarks.
Right.
It's fucking stupid. People are gonna do it anyway, you know? People are fucking painted, it must have been insane. Are you texting?
Yeah, I am, sorry.
Just hear the nightmare and everyone's like,
what the fuck is that sound in the background? Well, it's a good thing I'm not fucking touching myself, so yeah.
I wouldn't put it past you. Or planet.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't get half easy.
I came half an hour ago. Don't accuse me of touching myself.
No, that's why.
That's why you had to go off.
So that's why you had to go off. To clean yourself up.
Yeah, I'm introducing a new feature, Planet Lave's patented wank break.
Yeah.
We're trying to get listeners.
Sorry, man. I'm undoing all the fucking good work you've done since I've been gone.
Oh, bollocks.
Talk about filth and giggling.
Oh well, it was good when it lasted. Yeah. Oh, nuts. That's fucking failed transfers taking ages.
I know, it's fucking Microsoft though.
It's because they scan everything that goes through.
They're scanning every single packet.
Fuckwits.
Yeah.
See, when was it? Yesterday in college, like, because we were talking about the internet root servers. Remember a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
We were talking about the internet root servers, you know, how DNS works and all that. I was actually teaching people how DNS works and all that.
Yeah.
You know, the 13 computers and all that stuff, and all that. They were sitting there, your jaws wide open. It was like,
like ready to take your load.
Ah. You're a disgusting bastard.
We never fucking grew up, did we?
Oh god.
You know, I emailed this show to fucking Dean Haglund today. And he's like, hey, listen to this.
Who?
Dean Haglund, the guy who plays Langley in X-Files and
Bungo. Oh, right. That, fuck. Wow.
See, I've got his email address, and when I was actually planning to do the show in May, I was like, I was sending emails back and forth from each other. Like, I was, you know, like, what the show was about and all that, because he's really interested in, you know, the hacking culture and all that, and conspiracy theories and shit like that.
Yeah.
He's really interested in it. So he was like, once it's up, you know, send me the link, and then he's got to fucking listen to the show. He's probably been listening to the show live, and he's listening to it, and he's like, what the fuck is this shit?
Hi, Dean. Love your work.
Yeah.
Hello.
Can you imagine if the stupid Lone Gunman miniseries was more like this?
That would be good.
Three guys sitting around saying, hey, you said penis. For about half an hour.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, God. This is going to be another one of those unforgettable episodes.
We're out here fighting for truth and giggling about cocks along the way. Yeah, what can you do? It's a slow conspiracy news day.
I know.
I don't think anyone's pissed me off today, so...
exactly. Just wait Granny's for those fucking, you know, episodes where something's happened.
Oh, I'll be shouting and swearing and kicking things. And
do you remember that episode? You were like, so Belial, what happened? Something must have happened to piss you off this much. I was like,
oh yeah, you were going nuts, man.
And I was like, no, nothing. Just wait for the rest of the fucking news.
You were like, march on the government, fucking storm the borders, come on, kill people.
I didn't say that. I said, you
well,
know.
No, not that bad. But
yeah.
Saying, take it to the streets, people, and all that kind of shit. I was like, fuck, what?
Protest, burn the fucking bra.
Yes, burn your bras. Come on, more toplessness, yes.
Woo!
As long as I can film it.
It's a documentary, honest.
Yeah, for medical research.
Medical research in a fucking bra, you know, a topless protest.
Yeah. See how long I can go on for.
Maybe in the fucking paternity unit, aye, but you'd get away with that.
Say it's a nature documentary. You're trying to film tits in their natural environment.
Yes.
Get a picture of the Constantine down the street then.
Yes. Good one. And the IRC's gone quiet again.
That's because the people that are listening are like, what the fuck? Do you know what, I've been hyper all day today, I've been like this in college as well. We was like, we done about 50 minutes of work, right, and finished it, and then for about 4 fucking hours we're just sitting there laughing, taking the piss out of the teachers and everything.
Yeah.
And lining up other girls. They were going past the class and we were trying to get them to come into class, but no.
You need to build yourself a girl magnetron.
Fembot.
Bzzz.
Machine gun chumblies.
Oh, jeez. That fucking choked.
My jaw hurts from all that fucking laughing.
Uh-huh.
I had to drop that comment. I could just picture that in my head, though.
I wasn't going to say anything else, like. I think I had to.
Check out IRC. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. Only in our channel.
Yeah.
Only in our channel. I mean, the weird shit that's happened in this channel in the past few weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got all the logs, so... It's fucked up.
And Scobie changes his nickname to something else. Suddenly, he doesn't reply to my emails.
Oh, yesterday. I passed it, I fell asleep.
Nah, I know.
That's my wee thing lately, changing my nickname to your things. Like Miss Beehive 1963. You were like, what the fuck was that? Fucking hell, we'd be faster saying this past something in the sky.
Yeah.
Developers.
For the benefit of any listeners who are still listening, if we suddenly burst out into childish giggles, which isn't unheard of on this show,
yeah,
it's because of what's going on in IRC, which is probably too filthy to say on air. So,
listen to our fucking show.
If you're ever on IRC when we are broadcasting, drop by the HVR channel and join in with filth.
Beating one off and getting close whilst listening to us. Something's not right there.
Oh, come on, we all do it.
One episode at a time. Oh, we need to get some females in this show. Try and balance it out a wee bit. Good fucking luck, but... Hey, Napster. Hello.
Hello, Nappy.
Nappy.
That's what I'm calling him from now on.
Oh, dear. I'm sure he'll love that.
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
You're calling him the other night there. He didn't see what he meant. What the hell have we actually been talking about today?
Who knows?
We need content.
Yeah.
People send us stuff, please.
Oh, there was... Hitman was saying that we could introduce a question and answer so that people could ask us questions in IRC. Pardon me, or email them in.
That'll work.
Yeah.
It'll be like, how big's your cock?
But so...
it's good that you did hear it.
Okay. I'll hear them in the restreams.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to be fucking listening to this, yeah.
You'll need to give me a few minutes so I can boot back into Linux.
What was I going to say? Yeah, that would be good. Definitely, why not?
Well, there's a few people in there just now, so they've got a... couple of questions to ask us. Fuck, Rani's not here, we'd be overflowing with fucking questions. No offense to Rani, I'm just taking the piss, you know.
So. Yeah. It's all good, bro.
Yeah. Said my life.
What's that, the streets?
Yeah.
I'm wrecking the place. Let's find something else to fucking talk about. Firefox.
Firefox. It's Foxy. My kind of lady. Oh. Let's push things forward.
Let's see what's in Google News. New Orleans getting evacuated, cunts are giving them the finger. Australia says CAS is illegal, anybody who uses it's getting their ass kicked.
Yes, that's right. They dished out I don't know how many fines to all these guys that were on CAS.
Don't use CAS, use LimeWire.
Yeah.
Because it isn't specific to the Gina Taylor network.
Yeah.
So you can use any other fucking client instead of CAS.
Or just use it and lock your doors.
Eh?
Or just use it and lock your doors.
What else is in the news? Probably not much.
Well, use it, but don't be using AOL at the same fucking time.
Yeah. Because they just, like, put you in it.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And BearShare as well. Don't be using BearShare.
That sucks anyway. It hardly fucking works. Korean cuisine Trojan blocks access to porn sites.
Oh my god! This has gone too far.
I don't know how to read it. A new Trojan monitors access to porn sites and then displays a quote from the Korean... From the Quran, sorry, I saw what it says, Korean. A quote from the Quran chastising the sufferer for his or her sins. A security personnel said on Tuesday, Al-Qaeda are creating Trojans now that block porn.
That's funny
once
shit.
Once installed, usufale.a, they should have fucking called it something easier, watches which sites Windows users visit by examining the browser's title bar. If the Trojan sees a word in its list such as teen, XXX, sex, or penis, it minimizes the window and displays a quote.
He said penis.
What's that?
Sorry, go on.
Which is it? I don't want to fucking know, actually.
I can't work under these conditions.
I'm fucking off. Yusufali know therefore that there is no God but Allah, the Lord of Shaykh, and ask forgiveness. Basically, they're saying you're bad, don't do that.
Yeah.
Fuck off, man. Why watch porn? It's a fucking thing.
It's your God-given right. Or not in this case.
Skype has expanded its relationship with the Chinese portal Tom Online with the creation of a joint venture company.
Cool.
They're signing up with some Chinese fuckers, and no doubt they'll probably have to limit the Chinese version of the client.
Yeah.
You know, like Microsoft. I don't think Skype would do it to the extent that Microsoft would, but they might have to obey certain laws.
But you gotta love the news when Microsoft, their outsourced servers to China were actually owned because they were unpatched, and they defaced their website in China or something like that. That was pretty funny.
That's cool.
Okay, I've received your.
Hey, don't play it until the end of the show.
Sure.
Because it's funny all that way.
Cool. I don't know what it is.
Request by Rani.
It's what, sorry?
It's a request by Rani.
Oh, it is? Okay.
I said to him, yeah, so.
Cool, okay. So,
it's supposed to be for yesterday, but I was sleeping.
Fair enough. So, shall we, close things off, or?
Yeah, why not? Cool. Top Niacy.
Yeah, definitely. Because I want to listen back to this, so, yeah. So it's been a good episode.
Yep.
We've got good stuff.
We've got our buddy back from the US.
Hola.
Yeah. Planet.
Bringing you more giggling and cock jokes.
Yes.
Oh yes.
So good night from Bilal.
Good night from Scorbit.
And good night from your cock joke loving friend Planet Lave.
I actually said his name, right?
Ça se passe ici sur mon lit à bouffer ça l'endorme du sang dans mon whisky. Quant à moi, un peu dormi, vide, débris. Mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Wouhou. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un bouffée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un alien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. De s'envoyer sur une paille à son lit, mais ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan. Qu'elle me dit en passant. I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi.